a man get pregnant?
Yes, a man, if their gender identity is male, they can get pregnant.
You have just heard a discussion that took place at the Atascadero School Board meeting on September the 17th. Those were the words of Matt Pinion, who is running for re-election.
Hi, I'm Jody Taylor.
And I'm Joey Arnold.
And we are both running for seats on the Atascadero School Board.
According to the 2023 U.S. News and World Report, at the Atascadero Middle School, only 54% of students tested at or above proficient level in reading, and only 33% in math.
And at the high school, there was only 50% proficiency in reading and 20% in math.
We believe that the school board meeting should focus on curriculums that will improve academic achievement at our schools.
Please vote for Jody Taylor
and Joey Arnold
for the Atascadero School Board on or before November 5th. Paid for by Joey Arnold and Jody Taylor for the 2024 Atascadero School Board.
Well, if there's one thing we know, it's that life can get pretty busy. Throw you off your intended schedule. Well, not this week, though, because this week it's all about you earning entries to win thousands of dollars in cash and prizes, including a $100,000 cash grand prize at Chumash Casino Resort. Ooh-hoo. Drawings start at 2 p.m. this Sunday. 75 winners throughout the day. Hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, October 24th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Flights to Las Vegas returning to San Luis Obispo County Airport. California Mid-State Fair announces theme for 2025. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 42 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. Flights to Las Vegas through Alaska Airlines will return to San Luis Obispo County Airport, announced in a release yesterday. The flights will resume starting October 27th with limited seasonal service through April 25th, 2025. The airport also says that air traffic in the region has grown this calendar year by about 13.2%. Director of Airports Courtney Johnson said, quote, "The increase in passenger numbers and the return of direct service to Las Vegas reflect the growing demand for air travel in our region." The San Luis Obispo County Airport serves areas as far as southern Monterey County and northern Santa Barbara County, offering a connection to major cities across the United States. The California Mid-State Fair will return to the city of Paso Robles from July 16th to July 27th, 2025. The Mid-State Fair has announced its theme for the upcoming year, Off to the Races. Mid-State Fair CEO Colleen Boyorquez said this year's theme represents speed, fun, and excitement. And be on the lookout for fast starts and checkered flag finishes in Paso Robles this July. Grandstand concerts will be announced in the spring. You can visit midstatefair.com to stay up to date on information. Roadwork at 10th and Pine Street begins tomorrow in Paso Robles. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
Need a home upgrade on a budget? We've got you covered at every price point. Don't miss our outlet and clearance section at all three locations. Stocked with appliances marked way down, up to 50% off select products. And special financing options like 0% down for 18 months on many items. Upgrading doesn't have to break the bank. And we have the deals to prove it. Idler's Home. It's how we say value. Shop idlershome.com or at any of our locations today.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The Pass Robles Engineering Division announced that work will be done at the corner of 10th and Pine Street in Pass Robles. The cone zone will keep two-way traffic flowing at this corner, and access to private driveways will be maintained at all times. Some street parking spaces will be inaccessible. The Engineering Division says work is estimated to end November 15th. The County Public Works Department announced that signage and striping on Main Street in Templeton will be upgraded. Public Works will improve the 101 northbound on and off ramps and at the intersection of Ramada Drive. Work will start October 28th and go through November 1st, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. Public Works says travelers should expect delays of up to 20 minutes as flaggers run control of the Main Street overpass. Tickets are still on sale for Honor Flight of Central Coast California's Wine and Dine Pour Fest. On Saturday, November 2nd, join Honor Flight and veterans for an exciting dinner at the Astrea Warbirds Museum, recognizing and honoring our nation's heroes. Honor Flight allows veterans the opportunity to fly to Washington, D.C. and visit the memorials built in honor of the wars they have fought in. Here's Bear McGill, chairperson of Honor Flight Central Coast California, inviting listeners to join them for the Pour Fest.
Go on our website, honorflightccc.org, click on Pour Fest, and buy yourself a ticket and come on out on November 2nd from 1 to 4. Enjoy some wine, enjoy the museum, walk around, see all the old planes and tanks that they have out there. And, you know, you've also got the Woodlands Car Museum out there. He's got over 100 cars in there, I think. And it's just going to be a great time.
The Pour Festival in November costs $100 per ticket with proceeds benefiting Honor Flight. Here's Bear once again on that.
100% of the proceeds is going to go to Honor Flight so we can continue to fly these veterans free of charge. We are a 501c3 organization. Everybody in Honor Flight, Central Coast, California, we are all volunteers. Our payment is look at what we have here in our country, our freedom. And that's our payment that these veterans provided for us. And so we're here doing this for our veterans that were willing to sacrifice their life for us.
For tickets, more information, and to donate to Honor Flight, you can visit honorflightccc.org. In sports, Major League Baseball, the 120th Major League Baseball World Series is scheduled to start tomorrow. The Los Angeles Dodgers will face the New York Yankees. The World Series will have the two teams square off in a best-of-seven series, with the first two games starting at Dodger Stadium, then games 3-5 at Yankee Stadium. In the NFL for Thursday Night Football, tomorrow the Rams will face the Vikings. Local news was brought to you by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. KPRL News Time is 6:13. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. After several days of testimony by the sister of accused killer Nima Momeni, the ex-wife of slain Bay Area Tech executive Bob Lee had had enough.
She has no right to make herself a victim in this when our family was the one that got murdered. So she can herself.
Mr. Lee speaking with reporters outside the courtroom. Prosecutors say Nima Momeni stabbed Lee because a supposed drug dealer gave Momeni's sister too many drugs. Krista Lee upset the cousin Momeni, claimed Lee threatened her. Teachers and other educators in the nation's wealthiest zip code on strike, seeking a livable wage and fully funded health care.
We're very disappointed. The district management walked away and left us at the table abandoned with no bargaining power.
Teachers in the Los Lomitas District and Menlo Park say they've been working without a contract for well over a year. Nearly 3 million early ballots have been returned by mail or cast in person in California. Less than 2 weeks to go before the election, turnout lower than in 2020. Jeff Scott, California News.
Like any good agent, we're here for the open house, for the closing, for handing over keys. But because we're Realtors, we're here for so much more. Agents who are Realtors volunteer at nearly 3 times the national average. We're working to broaden access to credit, increase affordable housing supply, and ensure fair housing for all. Realtors are bound by a code of ethics. We're here for it all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Halloween's coming alive at Target. Jackie and Gordy the Jack-O-Lantern's here with a front porch view of Target's Halloween deals, like Best House on the Block trick-or-treat candy starting at $5.99.
Sweet. Don't forget, can't wait to wear it costumes from $15.
Can't wait to see it. Oh, and decorating and pumpkin carving kits for $5.
That's how I got my big toothy grin.
This week only, trick-or-treat candy starts at $5.99, costumes from $15, and decorating and pumpkin carving kits for $5. Make your Halloween come alive at Target. Restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peek Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peakpainting.com. That's P-E-E-K painting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:16. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer, Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. California water officials last week directed staff to create a report that outlines the scientific basis for development of permanent in-stream flow requirements on the Scott and Shasta Rivers in Siskiyou County to aid salmon and steelhead trout. In addition to developing the scientific basis report, the California State Water Resources Control Board asks staff to assess the economic impacts of baseline minimum inflows and to continue modeling and developing information that could be used in the future to evaluate water year-specific minimum in-stream flows. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report on KPRL sponsored by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Clouds and sunshine mixed in today with highs in the mid-80s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-40s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 80s, south-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly cloudy this weekend, clearing up on Monday and Tuesday, then partly cloudy on Wednesday, mostly sunny on Thursday next week. Mid-80s Saturday, upper 70s on Sunday, upper 60s on Monday and Tuesday, low 70s Wednesday, 72 a week from today. Currently, it is 41 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:18.
What is the definition of a local business? Hi, this is Joe Simonin with Lube & Go. At Lube & Go, it means we were born on the Central Coast. Created in Paso Robles over 20 years ago, later expanding to Templeton, Atascadero, and San Luis Obispo. Slo County has certainly been good to us. We believe in supporting other local businesses. We purchase the vast majority of our parts and lubricants from high-quality local businesses like J.B. Dewar in San Luis, Eagle Energy in Santa Margarita, and Mighty Distributing in Atascadero. Sure, we could probably save a few cents by purchasing lesser products from faraway distributors, but we would rather spend our dollars locally, just as you do when you let Lube & Go service your vehicles. Visit our website, lubeandgo.net, where we offer money-saving coupons and to see all that we can do for you. For the highest quality, affordable service, trust locally owned Lube & Go.
Lube & Go!
If you live in Paso Robles and plan to vote in November, your police officers and firefighters associations urge you to vote yes on Measure I-24. I-24 is simply a continuation of a half-cent sales tax we are already paying, and the money raised has funded more than $78 million in road repairs. If I-24 fails, funding will be directed away from police and fire, resulting in fewer officers and firefighters available for emergencies. Voting yes on I-24 is a vote for public safety.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
New claims for unemployment benefits declined to 227,000 this week. However, continuing claims, the number of people remaining on benefits, rose to 1.89 million, a three-year high. The report suggests companies are still holding off on making large layoffs, though people on unemployment may be finding it's harder to find a new job. Boeing's machinists rejected the revised contract offer, and the strike continues. Boeing shares down nearly 3%. Tesla's quarter top forecast, the stock up 13%. UPS earnings better than expected, the stock up 0.5%. American Airlines and Southwest both reported earnings that top predictions, and Southwest has settled its differences with activist investor Elliott. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jim Cosola, invested in you.
With Cybersecurity Awareness Month winding down, LifeLock wants to remind you to update your software. These updates are used to patch up security issues that identity thieves can exploit to gain access to your personal info. But for comprehensive identity theft protection, there's LifeLock. LifeLock alerts you to more uses of your personal info and fixes identity theft issues that arise. Start your 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use my name as your promo code, Clay.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi. This is Susie Anderson. Have you heard about all the problems in Atascadero? No, you haven't. That's because things are going good and getting better every day. Keep a smooth running team in place. Vote for Seth Peek, Mark Deriz for City Council, and Charles Bourbeau for Mayor. Keep Atascadero moving forward. Keep Atascadero on the right track. Vote Peek, Deriz, and Bourbeau, paid for by Better Atascadero.
We all spend a lot of our lives looking through glass. I'm Brian Carroll from A1 Glass, where our family of glass experts have been handling all things glass since 1992. If you're a homeowner looking to upgrade, A1 Glass sets the standard in our industry, using only the top brand names like Milgard. It's our dedication to a five-star service that has made us the Central Coast go-to glass company. Contact A1 Glass today. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Ask A1 Glass about Milgard Windows and Doors full lifetime warranty
on select products.
This is Andrea C. Strand, president of the Central Coast Taxpayers Association. The cost of living is too high, and Proposition 5 would make it worse. Proposition 5 makes it easier for politicians to raise taxes on homes, apartment buildings, and businesses. That means higher housing costs and higher prices. Vote no on Proposition 5. Stop the tax increases. Watch the mail for your ballot and vote no on Proposition 5.
Ad paid for by Central Coast Taxpayers Association Issues Committee. No on Prop 5.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. 238-5775, 238-KPRL on your Thursday edition.
They seek him here, they seek him there. His clothes are loud, but never square. It will make or break him, so he's got to buy the best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we the reason why I'm hesitating, because I have a I have a view from the front of the building, our security camera, and it's just something weird. Should have went to a commercial, but I'll check it at the next break. But there's something just kind of weird going on out there with some vehicles, and I saw some people. Maybe it's a hostage situation. I don't know. Anyway, coming up this afternoon on Sound, you want to go out and look? You want to take the baseball bat?
I'm just gonna have a look at the camera and see what's going on, I guess.
Okay, well, the baseball bat's in my office if you want it. We had to do that a couple of weeks ago, as a matter of fact. Anyway, coming up this afternoon on Sound Off, as the world turn continues, the Ty Lewis allegations will continue. Michael Rivera and Jeff Carr will be discussing this, the allegations and the formal complaints and the conspiracy of those in Paso Robles on the Cry Lewis. I'm sorry, did I say Cry Lewis? No, the Ty Lewis allegations. Against several people, and I guess the list continues to grow on this. It's not that people just want to remove somebody or have them removed from a certain position. It has to be a conspiracy. Conspiracy sounds bad. Incompetence is, I guess, not warranted. All right, also, again, in the continuing saga of what's going on, a formal complaint has been filed against school board candidate Nathan Williams. All righty. This came up about a week or so ago regarding the issue of Nathan Williams. He is a current board president and a candidate for the trustee Area 3. Video footage shows him in the area around Hunter Breeze where he is renting a house. And so there is a federal law that prohibits the deposit of unstamped bailable matter in letterboxes. Specifically, it applies to such items as circulars, offers, and campaign material. The law targets those who knowingly and willfully deposit such items without paying postage. Violators can be fined for each offense, and they vary. Now, the complaint was filed by Kenny Enney. He's a trustee of Area 7. And Williams does, in a matter of way, that he said, well, yeah, I'm looking for the exact quote. And it has to do with him saying, okay, candidate Williams' response to the allegations, despite Kenny Enney's attempt to deflect on KPRL, and now this from the allegations made against Hunter Breeze and their connections, he was not wrong in that I placed some door hangers and a handful of mailboxes before I learned this was not allowed. That's what Williams says. For those of you that have run for office, is there a list of rules and do's and don'ts that some kind of pamphlet has about putting stuff in mailboxes? And I don't know when I may have learned it, but I knew that it was wrong to put something in somebody's mailbox that I didn't know. Of course, I never ran for office, so I don't know all the details. But he basically is admitting, before I learned, this was not allowed. Okay? Well, and then we have another school board trustee, Peterson, who is a supporter of Williams. And he says this happens every election cycle with flyers and campaign materials. Oftentimes, voters will not want to open their door and ask you to put material in their mailbox or front door. They often don't realize campaign volunteers aren't supposed to touch the mailbox. Well, okay, that's one thing for the volunteers, but the candidate themselves. So, again, I haven't had this experience of anybody ever knocking on my door when I lived in town and me saying, don't put this, put it in the mailbox. Now, again, for those of you that may have run for office, has that happened often where you would knock on a door and somebody threw the door or opened the door and say, I don't want to go ahead and put this on in my mailbox? That seems a little odd, but again, that I never ran for office. So maybe you have some thoughts on that or experience either way regarding that. It's just a you-know-what show. The you-know-what show. Okay, we'll jump to the national scene here, and this is from RFK. And this was brought up last week here on KPRL, and Al talked about it a little bit. It is this DOD, the passed the directive 5240.01 on force against United States citizens. Again, this is RFK Jr. talking recently about this issue, and it should at least alert people. You know, over the course of many years, people think, well, that'll never happen in the United States. This will never happen in the United States. Ah, no, they'll never do that. Or, and then down the road, what happened? How did this happen? I didn't know it was happening. How did they get away with this? Well, here's a little brief. It's about a minute and a half from RFK Jr.
President Harris said today in her post, in her speech, she said that President Trump was going to turn the U.S. military against the American public and use the public to promote his agenda. How many of you think that is true? Well, what's interesting to me is that the Biden-Harris administration has done something 2 weeks ago that has never been done in American history, which is to send exactly lethal force, to send a directive to the Pentagon, changing the law to make it legal for the U.S. military to be used to use lethal force against American citizens on American soil. And technically, now it's legal for the U.S. military under this directive. It will become legal for the U.S. military to shoot and kill Americans who engage in political protests because they disagree with policies in the White House. I'm not making this up. Any of you can look it up. This is a Democratic initiative. This did not come during the Trump administration. This did not come from Donald Trump. It came from the Democratic Party. And that's why I left the Democratic Party.
All right, so we have that from RFK, but I just want to, from a history standpoint, when he's talking about here, and I know this could be a little bit of a nitpicking about it's never been done in American history. Well, one could bring up the Civil War, and but also after the Civil War. I don't know how many of you read a lot of details about so-called Reconstruction and the edicts from Washington, D.C. that took place in the South on the brutality that was inflicted after the Civil War. Obviously, this was after Lincoln was assassinated. So, that obviously wasn't a law per se, but it was allowed. And the folks in Washington, D.C. knew it, because they were going to punish those damn Southerners for what took place. But just a little history reminder. Also, from time to time, we do need reminders of, particularly since we're in the voting mode and what's going on here. And this has to do with, again, a reminder of something that I played and somebody reminded me, and I think it's a good point, that we do need to be reminded from time to time how nothing has changed. But before that, the most important thing is going to the phone. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I had called in and I had posed that to Al. I'd asked him about that. And he said basically what you said, that it's kind of been done before. It just doesn't sound good, this, you know, point of the juncture. If you're going to protest peacefully and they're going to shoot you, that's not something you want to hear. But yeah, definitely through the Civil War and whatnot. He said it's happened a few times.
Well, it has, and there has been force used on citizens. But what's interesting about this, we now have protests. We've had protests go on in this country, particularly the last 4 years, where people were pretty violent, burning buildings and so forth, and there was no effort, I shouldn't say no, minimal effort by law enforcement to do anything about it. So if it's maybe from one side as opposed to another, it's okay.
Yeah, I find it strange. When I was a baby, I was in the Watts riots. You know, it was just my parents were there in Watts because that's where we're from. And then before I moved up here, I was working back there in South Central LA, and it went from when you were riding, they would shoot you, and then to the last go around where the cops were helping people get into stores so they wouldn't trip while they're looting. You know, it's like, depends on who you are, right?
Well, in some cases, it seems that way. It's selective enforcement.
Yeah, but the whole BLM, yeah, you're right. They can go ahead and just unimpede, just kill and burn. And I've seen it. I was there. That's why I moved up here, because I was in between jobs. I was merchandising for the liquor stores and stuff. And so I got to go through that whole ordeal. And a lot of those people were sick and tired of how it was down there. So I don't think that, you know, most of those fires were probably deliberate from people burning them and people working them. They wanted out.
In the course of your lifetime, have you switched political parties?
Never. I've always been conservative. You know, I Bon Jovi said, I vote to the right while I rock to the left. But the conservative side is weird, because my mom was real conservative. My dad was all libtard kind of. But I never paid much mind to it, because he never voted anyway. But and then my folks switched. They went Democrat, and it was like, I couldn't believe it. So family functions were kind of rough for a long time, and then finally they came around and said, you were right. And I said, because I'm not trying to do anything to harm you guys. We're just saying that when it comes to the jab and stuff, you know, and a lot of these other edicts are coming down, it's like, these aren't right. We shouldn't do these. You know, this is the wrong way to go. And so they're back on the right track, so to speak.
Well, it's good. I'm glad you taught your parents well.
Well, fight the good fight, guys. We're getting close.
Okay, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Mom and Dad, I was always right. You were always wrong. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Just real quickly, as far as that thing that I sent you, what brought back memories was not only Ruby Ridge, but with David Koresh, Kent State.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, there's things out there that they will that they'll do.
The Ruby Ridge one to me is extremely, extremely egregious what the federal government did.
Yes. And Gary Spence, the attorney for Randy Weaver, when they went to trial and so forth, I think they actually got an apology from the government after all of that, and I think he was acquitted. But it's too late. It's too late then.
Well, yeah. The little boy was shot and killed, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was shot in the back, and then the mother was shot in the head.
Yeah, I ran a special on that. I don't know how many years ago, and it was just amazing. But and I don't remember. And this is a word that we use a lot on the Morning Exchange. Specifically, was anybody held accountable?
I think they found the department guilty of, I don't know if it was overreach or what happened, but they did. I think he won an award as far as money was concerned, and then he got the sentence and so forth lifted off of him. But again, no, I don't think anybody went to jail or went to prison on the other side.
Hmm. Well,
just a slap on the wrist and, you know, don't do it again. That was too much. And then after that, then he had David Koresh, which I thought was just extremely overreach, but anyway.
Okay. All right. Well, again, history should teach us, but many instances it doesn't, because it just becomes another part of the past and a news story that just drifts away.
Yes. And I appreciate your show. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I was wondering, you were talking about the Civil War, you were comparing that to the government firing upon their own people. Was that part of the comparison?
Well, I mentioned specifically after the Civil War with Reconstruction. If you read some details on how the Northern, because they had control. I mean, they had people arrested and taken out of office because they didn't want them in. They wanted the Northern control in the South. And there was great harm done to many people, physical violence done to many people who did not abide what was going on by the North. So the Reconstruction, while sounding good, there is a dark history to it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And they used the carpetbaggers as front men. The government did.
Mm-hmm.
The carpetbaggers to go in and perform their little actions and see what people would succumb to them, you know, financially. But look at Lavoie Finnegan. What was it, 7 years ago in Burns, Oregon? The FBI murdered him, cold blood. And then that badge-heavy cop in the, if you'd call him, that's not a very good word to say, police officer at the Capitol who shot the lady walking through the window, Ashley Babbitt, unarmed. What is that about? You know, that's, so they're already doing it. I mean, someone mentioned about a law being passed already, or they're passing a law that in that speech that JFK gave. They're just making it easier for them to get out of those situations legally.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, the government's pretty powerful, aren't they?
Well, they're pretty powerful. They're too powerful. But anyway, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up on your segment this morning, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. Appreciate it. All right, I came upon this. The Weavers won a combined out-of-court settlement of $3.1 million. Harris was awarded $380,000 in settlement. Let's see here. In 1997, a Boundary County prosecutor indicted some for the manslaughter of Vicky, but the county's new prosecutor closed the case, judging that he would be unlikely to secure a conviction. So they got off. Now, the behavior of the federal agents during these events drew intense scrutiny. At the end of Weaver's trial, the Department of Justice of Professional Responsibility formed the Ruby Ridge Task Force in an attempt to investigate. Again, having agencies investigate themselves, or people related closely to them having investigate themselves, to me is almost a joke. Speaking of that, I'm going to go back to the Ty Lewis soap opera that's going on. And I saw here, okay, he is, and for, again, people in the know and legal, now, he is suing, and so he has an attorney. Is the city paying for it? Because the city has hired an attorney to investigate Lewis's complaint. So I don't know how all that works. But by the way, the city council is expected to discuss this situation behind closed doors on November 5th. That's the next city council meeting on election day. Kind of ironic. All right, we're going to exit stage left. And on the way, local news headlines, Fox News update, the world-famous pet alert, of course. And we do have trivia. This could be one of the greatest trivia questions of all time here on the Morning Exchange.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Tickets are still on sale for Honor Flight of Central Coast California's Wine and Dine Pour Fest. On Saturday, November 2nd, join Honor Flight and veterans for an exciting dinner at the Estrella Warbirds Museum. Proceeds go directly to Honor Flight Central Coast California. The dinner will feature a silent auction with a chance to bid on a ride on the T-28 Navy Trainer. The Paso Robles Engineering Division announced that work will be done at the corner of 10th and Pine Street in Paso Robles. Two-way traffic will be kept flowing at the corner, and access to private driveways will be maintained at all times. Work is estimated to end November 15th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 86 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional, FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Sue Guzman. Vice President Kamala Harris reacting to comments made by former top Trump staff member who claims the former president said he wanted generals like Hitler had. Fox's Jared Halpern.
Vice President Kamala Harris's comments from the former president's chief of staff, John Kelly, provide a window into who Donald Trump really is.
From the people who know him best, from the people who worked with him side by side in the Oval Office and in the Situation Room.
And the Trump campaign calls the story outright lies, says the Harris campaign is getting desperate. New poll from the Wall Street Journal finds former President Donald Trump holds a 2-point lead over Vice President Kamala Harris, leading her 47-45%. Harris led Trump by 2 points in August. And France says it'll provide a $108 million aid package to support Lebanon as the war between Israel and Hezbollah militants continues. America's listening to Fox News.
Big wheel, keep on turning. Proud Terry, keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling in some Richies. Spin the wheel and you could win $1.5 million in cash every Friday and Saturday in September and October. Every hour, four winners will be drawn to spin big in my $1.5 million wheel of Richies. The big wheels keep on turning, only at the Tachi Palace Casino Resort.
Driven to be the best.
The veteran-owned Ted Miles Motors in Atascadero.
The cars you want, the people you like.
Serving you for 49 consecutive years.
Just plain good deals without the hype.
Ted Miles Motors, same location since 1975.
Selling cars the way it should be done. And giving you service that's second to none.
Driven to be the best.
Ted Miles Motors, in business for 49 years, has sold over 13,000 vehicles and is the longest established used car dealer in San Luis Obispo County. So whether buying or selling a car, truck, van, SUV, motorhome, or classic car, visit their easy-to-navigate website, TedMilesMotors.com, or their showroom, 7380 El Camino Real in Atascadero, next to Farrell's Auto Repair.
Driven to be the best!
Ted Miles Motors, Atascadero.
I'm Kenny Enney. Trustees are elected to provide direction and oversight for our district, but years of weak leadership have left our students uninspired and graduates unprepared. Our campuses have fallen into disrepair and our finances are in disarray, but we can turn things around. With strong leadership, we can help lead PRJ-USD to be the district of excellence our community deserves. We will establish standards and hold the district accountable. Vote for Lauren McCoy, Hunter Breeze, Leo Castillo, and Kenny Enney for PRJ-USD. Not paid for by any political candidate or committee.
It is 12 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice KPRL Sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
NBA 10 season openers on night 2 of the new season. This year's first overtime game in LA saw the Suns shade the Clippers 116-113. Hornets rallied from down 18 to upend the Rockets 110-105. LaMelo Ball had 34 points.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, you come in, you got your first real game, so definitely want to win. New coach, new everything, we try to build a whole new thing. So just to come in and get that first win, it's a blessing.
Magic turned down the Heat, Paolo Banchero with 33. Pelicans ran past the Bulls, Zion Williamson missed the opener with an illness, but Brandon Ingram played the role of Dr. Feelgood with 33 points. Bucks beat the 76ers, Philly without Joel Embiid and Paul George due to knee injuries. Warriors walloped the Blazers, Grizzlies held off the Jazz, Pacers popped the Pistons, Hawks got by the Nets, and the Cavaliers rolled over the Raptors. After a frozen frenzy full slate on Tuesday, only one NHL game last night. The Capitals flattened the Flyers 6-3, their fifth straight win. Alex Ovechkin got his 855th goal. He's now 40 away from passing Wayne Gretzky. Week 8 in the NFL begins tonight with the Vikings at the Rams. Week 9 in college football last night, Liberty saw its 17-game unbeaten streak end at the hands of Kennesaw State 27-24. It was the Owls' first win since moving up to FBS this year. Tonight, Syracuse is at number 19 Pittsburgh. The Panthers, one of 10 remaining undefeated teams, including top-ranked Oregon. And the World Series begins tomorrow in L.A., the Yankees against the Dodgers. Gerrit Cole and Jack Flaherty will be the starting pitchers in Game 1. That's Thursday Sports.
And we have our triple header coming up Sunday morning beginning at 9:30. It is the Bears taking on the Washington Redskins, I'm sorry, it's the Commanders, and the Raiders will get pummeled by the Kansas City Chiefs, and the late game, the Dallas Cowboys and the 49ers, all here on KPRL. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside. in Paso Robles. Let's see here. We have 10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice KPRL. Moving on to this.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance in Templeton, and he is the man. Clouds early, then the usual, mid-80s, lots of sunshine, clear tonight for the most part. Overnight lows in the mid-40s, then low to mid-80s on Friday, mid-80s Saturday, right around 80 on Sunday, right around 70 on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and low 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 4, up and down, 7:18 a.m., 6:17 p.m. It is 41. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt, 105 South Main Street in Templeton.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. They've got everything you need. As we check in to see what animals may be out there in highways and byways, and get them where they need to be, and that's home sweet home. Alrighty. Nothing to report on the world famous Pet Alert, but always we just have a plethora of information for you that, well, may not matter much, but here goes. Horses can sleep both laying down and standing up. We've all seen that. I'm sure, though, for those maybe from different areas that don't know where our food comes from, when they come to these areas, they may see a horse lying in the field and think, oh my goodness, there's something wrong with it. Well, horses have a special locking mechanism in their legs that allows them to sleep standing up without falling over. But they also lie down, and I don't know what this is, for REM sleep. All right, so there you go. A horse is a horse, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230. And as I mentioned about Uncle Ed's Outfitters, your one-stop shop for all that, they'll also help you as well with education. All right, let's see here. Now, coming up next is trivia. And I said this could be one of the greatest trivia questions all time, and I may have to give you a little bit of history on it when we get to it, but that's just 30 seconds away.
I'm Dorian Baker. As I finish my term on the Paso Robles School Board, I want to express my gratitude for your trust in me. If you believe in prioritizing student achievement, safeguarding parental rights, and protecting girls' sports in their private places, vote for Kenny Enney, Lauren McCoy, Leo Castillo, and Hunter Brees. They'll uphold the values that matter most to our community. Join me in voting for candidates who will safeguard our students' future. Thank you, Paso Robles and San Miguel, paid for by Dorian Baker.
Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles and Templeton, and of course, way out yonder there, not really, at the 1-Niner Diner, and that's open every single day. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply there on file. Now, when I say this may be one of the greatest trivia questions of all time, of course, that's a little bit of hype. Somebody may get this thing in 1 second. Because years and years and years and years and years ago, we had a couple of trivia questions that it used to be, and I don't know why I stopped doing it, when somebody couldn't answer a trivia question, I would carry it over. However, the reason why I changed that is because then people would go on the internet, which they do anyway, but they have less time to do it. So we had two particular trivia questions that went on. The longest one, and I don't know what the question was, but I know the answer was Bluto. And it was from the Popeye character cartoons. And again, it went on for a couple of weeks. Then the other was, because the answer was Durwood Kirby. And again, I don't remember specifically what the question was, but those were the two trivia questions that went on. So I may consider going, well, Chris, do you think it makes much difference, or will people forget the trivia question 10 minutes after I give it?
I don't think it makes much difference.
So you don't think that if what I would call cheating on the internet, that's acceptable?
Well, people do it anyway, like you say.
well, people kill, so we might as well let them kill. I mean, what the heck? All right, since I'm gonna take the young Chris's advice. Since people kill, we might as well let them kill. So we're just gonna. I may carry this, but not tomorrow though, because I already have my music for tomorrow. So here is the question. Oh boy, how am I gonna do this one? All right, this entertainer influenced a wide range from Bobby Darin, Tony Bennett, Irving Berlin, and others such as Jerry Lee Lewis, for example. Jerry Lee Lewis said there are only four true American originals. The person that I'm looking for the answer, Jimmy Rogers, Hank Williams, and Jerry Lee Lewis. Of course, that's Jerry Lee talking about himself. David Lee Roth, remember the lead singer of Van Halen, was asked during an interview, when did you first decide you wanted to go into show business? It was because of this guy's records. Rod Stewart, he used to have parties, or his family would have parties around Christmas or birthdays, and they had a grand piano, and they would, and he would listen to the records and play on the piano the music of this person, Jackie Wilson. He dedicated a whole album to this entertainer, stating in the liner notes, the greatest entertainer of this or any other era. Who am I referring to, or are they referring to? What is the answer? What is the answer? That's quite an array of people. Jackie Wilson, Rod Stewart, Jerry Lee Lewis, David Lee Roth, Mario Lanza, Judy Garland, Bobby Darin, Neil Diamond, Bing Crosby, Tony Bennett. Who am I referring to? Or are they referring to? Chris, I don't see you putting a piece of paper up there.
I don't know this, okay? I haven't got the slightest clue.
Okay. I will say I bought the greatest hits of this person when I was in college. Back then, an album was only like $4 or $5, something like that, particularly this type of album. Hi, good morning.
Hi, it's Irving Berlin.
No, not Irving Berlin. Not Irving Berlin. Irving Berlin was one of the ones who was fascinated by him. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Sinatra.
No, that's a question. That's a question. That's a question. Okay. Yeah, so this person, Darin, Neil Diamond, and I'll put it, let me see how much time we have. Neil Diamond, particularly because it was the story of a Jewish kid. That's Neil Diamond. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Enrico Caruso.
Not Enrico Caruso. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Al Jolson.
Al Jolson, you're exactly right, sir, that he is, by all these people's names, I mean, their respect for him, it's pretty, I'd never seen this before, but this is pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Of course, now Jolson is considered controversial.
Yes.
However, again, if you delve a little deep into history of why he did it, it was an honor, and it helped many of the black vaudevillians be accepted into white society. So, anyway, may I have your name, please?
Paul Kunstler.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. Appreciate it. All right, we're out of time.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The San Luis Obispo County Airport announced yesterday that flights to Las Vegas through Alaska Airlines will return starting October 27th. Limited seasonal service will be available through April 25th, 2025. The County Public Works Department announced that signage and striping on Main Street in Templeton will be upgraded. Work will take place at the area around the 101 on and off ramps and the intersection on Ramada Drive. Work starts October 28th and will go through November 1st, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine mixed in today. Highs will be in the mid-80s. It's 41 degrees. Local News Update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
And, of course, Al Jolson did a lot to help the cause during World War II. And, as a matter of fact, he got sick because of those one of those tours and stuff. And Al Jolson died at a relatively young age. He was 64. And he died October 23rd, 1950. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's